This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ow! Hey, it's noon on hump day. You're halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here, and a great weekend it is. So much happening this weekend. Great college football Saturday, NFL Sunday, Ryder Cup going on if you're into that.
Where are they playing at?
Bethpage Black.
Bethpage Black.
New York.
New York, huh?
Yeah, hardest public golf course in America, they say.
The what?
The hardest public golf course in America.
Oh, okay.
There's a sign that says, warning, the black course is not, it's something like, you're not good enough, don't play this course.
Oh, really?
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, so okay.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Kind of cool, I guess. Yeah. I guess. Now, is it as hard as they say it is?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
I mean, you watch it.
It looks hard.
When's the last time they played on it?
They have majors there sometimes.
That's
they've
what
had
I'm
US
The U.S.
There
Open there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know everybody loves Ryder Cup, but I'm not saying I don't like
fun.
The Ryder Cup. It seems like it's a fun thing. It's a fun deal. I'm more of a just individual type thing. But no, the Ryder Cup, I think maybe basically being around you more and then around the Brian the Georgia guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Brian the Georgia fan.
Yeah, y'all made me like it a little bit more. But I never paid attention to Ryder Cup.
And that's fine. Like I'm always one of those guys with golf where it's like, I get it if people aren't into it.
Yeah.
Like totally fine. Like, especially if you don't play. Like, I don't know how, and I know there are people that are big golf fans that don't play. It's not like, obviously, there's a lot of football fans that don't play football, a lot of basketball fans that don't play basketball. I don't understand how you could be a giant golf fan and not also play golf.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So, for people that aren't into it, I don't argue with you. It's kind of boring to watch on TV, especially if you're not that into it. Now, I love it, and I'll be tuned in. I'm just always a little weird with the Ryder Cup where, you know, I mean, I hope the U.S. wins, but if they don't, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like the European guys
more.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
always,
player for player, I like the guys on the European team more.
It's been funnier these last couple years because of the hat thing and all of the other, you know, trash talk, if you want to call it that. And, you know, this year was different because you had the captain having a decision to put another guy on other than himself, which I still would have been selfish to put my damn self on.
I would have too.
But yet, you know,
But yet, here we are.
And like I said, the Ryder Cup, big college football weekend. What's the big NFL game this week? Oh, the Chiefs and the Ravens play this weekend.
Chiefs Ravens.
Yeah, Chiefs
one
Ravens.
One of those two teams is going to be 1-3.
Yeah, Chiefs Ravens play this weekend. First start for Jackson Dart. We talked about that yesterday, right? Didn't it happen on our show?
Mm-hmm.
The Jackson Dart? Okay. So, yes, a whole lot of different insights as far as, you know, I saw the Houston Texans. Like, they trade. So, Chauncey Gardner is going to end up back on the Eagles, basically.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's going to work out there.
Yeah, it's going to work
like,
out.
He's, like, pretty good other places, but then when he's Philadelphia,
yes,
he's phenomenal.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's exactly
so, yeah, he's going to go back to the Eagles.
Yeah, probably.
That's why I'm just curious about that. Yeah, he'll go back to the
Eagles. Like the Jesse Chavez of the Philadelphia Eagles, because this would be his third time, right? Would it be his fourth time?
I think it's third time.
Third time.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
it'd
be a third
time.
It
doesn't happen much.
No, it does not.
Sometimes it happens in baseball, but it really doesn't happen much in football. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We had a couple quotes here from Raheem Morris's press availability today talking about the firing of the wide receivers coach, Ike Hilliard. I know you mentioned it just earlier. Collaborative decision, performance-based.
Yes.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah.
He also said he's hopeful that A.J. Terrell will come back to practice this week.
Yes.
That's a bigger deal than any of the other stuff. If A.J. Terrell can play, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a big hope. They did sign a kicker to the practice squad yesterday.
So they're going to have they're going to still have competitions, I'm assuming, for this
Ben Sauls,
this kicking role,
and Parker Romo will have an open competition this week to see who kicks. So hey, fourth game, we might have our third kicker.
Hey, controlled environment. They're playing indoors.
Yeah, they're
playing indoors.
Yep. We have a Wankster wagon for football kickers.
Might as well. The way the Falcons,
it's got to be a new name for it.
The way the Falcons are, because You know what? Just get it right. Just get it right.
We're beyond that.
Get it right. But think about it: is there's so much time left if it's right. You know what I mean?
That's, right. You can get it right going forward.
Yeah, there is.
But we are well beyond getting it right.
We're in a situation where just get this damn thing right. All right, and so you can move on. You got your kicker, your coordinator. As Dave said, and everybody, and Rai even said it, you know, Zach being on the sidelines is going to make Mike a little bit more comfortable. We talked about it yesterday. It can't get any worse because of the simple fact is that you are there. He's there. He's there. The communication
Let's
should
not
be a
say
problem.
That.
Meaning like, no.
Let's what say I'm, it could get better.
It could get better. Okay. Meaning that he's down there with Mike. He's down there with the receivers. The play call can get in faster. The substitution pattern can be better. Like, all these things can be improved by having him down there. And maybe having a new receiver coach. Because usually, on every team I've ever played in, the receiver's coach has always been in charge of the personnel.
Okay.
Always been in charge of personnel grouping or saying who goes in.
So maybe that's a part of why they can't get the snap off before
maybe that
one
could
second.
Be it. Because you got – I mean, could there's be. So many different things which you're trying to just, like – how to spin it positive,
right.
Why this happened. Sure. But the only way this is going to be spin positive if they go produce and win.
Yeah, you can win your way out of this really easy. I will just say one final sort of big picture thought on where we're at. Like, I genuinely can't believe that it's the middle of the week between week three and week four, and we're talking about, like, getting the play in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But like, it's been a problem.
It's
been a problem.
But, like, that it's been a problem to the point where that's the conversation.
That's why.
This is a professional football.
But
team.
That's why.
It's crazy.
That's why you don't wait. You get it. You just do it.
Yeah.
You don't be like, all right. You know what? Let's get this. Let's do this. Let's do it on the bye week.
But
no.
It reminds me of when, like, Ritter took over at quarterback,
right.
And the analysis that week was, well, he got the plays in.
Remember
good.
That when
it's
it was
like,
New Orleans.
Shut up. Stop. All 32 of these teams play in the NFL. So they should be held to the same standard, right?
Yep.
I mean, get the play in. Like, what are we talking about? God, I don't. Anyway, it's crazy. It's genuinely crazy.
Yeah.
We're talking about bringing a guy from the booth to the field and the receiver coach and the kicker and the play clock and that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, like, organizational crap.
Mm-hmm. It's got to get better.
Yeah.
It's got to get better.
It can.
Yep.
It can.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear Brian Callahan talking about why he gave up play calling duties.
It's a pretty easy thing to do when it comes to trying to help the football team win and do the best thing for, you know, what the job is. I got hired to be the head coach, you know, and part of that process was being involved on offense. But my job is to be the head coach of the football team. And
that's true.
I think that this allows me to do that job a little bit better, pay more attention to some things that might require my attention and be more present. So all those things are normal. I think it's all part of, you know, where we're at. We're 0-3, and so we're trying to get better.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is that last ditch.
Yeah, it's the last move of a desperate man.
They're an awful football team. But we kind of knew that.
Yeah,
we kind of knew that.
They kind of were gonna be.
Yeah, they're an awful football team, and now we had some fun with it as far as you're jumping over your offensive coordinator to give the play calling duties to the quarterback coach.
Right.
Okay. He's comfortable with Cam.
Oh, right.
That's the most important thing.
Right, that's right.
Is the comfortability of your quarterback.
Got to make the quarterback comfortable.
Got to make him comfortable.
That's what we've been talking about all week here.
Got to make the quarterback comfortable.
Make him comfortable.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yep.
They're a real bad team.
I do think Cam Ward's going to be good, though.
He has potential.
Like, yeah, I think he's got potential to be good.
He has potential.
But, yeah, that's a disaster. The Bucs brought back 400-pound defensive tackle Desmond Watson.
Yeah.
And people think it's to stop the tush push.
No. Who? Oh,
I just hope that it is.
Who said that?
Well, this guy over here wrote it on the sheet, and I've seen other people say it too.
Really?
Just put. It's not going to work. But how funny would it be if it was?
But I mean, you put him in Vita Vea.
Yeah,
that's a damn near 900 pounds.
That's almost 1,000 pounds of man right in the middle of that line. I don't think it's going to work, but what if it does?
But
what if they found I'm
just excited.
The human wall that can stop the tush push.
I'm excited that he got another opportunity to be on this squad. He ain't going to play no time soon. He's going to have to get down to at least 360, Andy. He's not having his weight down.
Oh, yeah.
He's not having his weight down.
Sorry, my mind went to
you can't put
a different place.
You can't put him out there.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Well, you can this weekend against the Eagles to stop the tush push.
Unbelievable. Now, if this is the case, that'd be funny as hell.
It would be amazing.
It'd be so funny.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't think that he's – I mean, they could bring him in. Would they waste a roster spot knowing how depleted they are?
Maybe.
For him? That's interesting.
For three plays.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
I was because remember last week we had the caller that said other names for the tush push, and I had a lot of them.
Very, very interesting.
Like, what would you call the play that stopped the tush push?
Oh,
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, man.
But that's why I haven't been able to pay attention to what you've been
saying.
Oh,
you're over there.
Because I thought of a name for the play that could stop the tush push.
You're over having juvenile thoughts. Okay.
I don't even think I'm allowed to say it on the radio. But
let's not go
there. I'm not going to, but it's just funny.
Just tell me when you're done.
It's very funny. I'll tell you off.
Just write it down for me.
Just
write it down for me because I'm like, they're missing a lot of people. You see, Mike Evans is going to be out 3 or 4 weeks.
Because they call it the tush push. You just call it the play that stops it. That.
See, there you go. Now you can't say that.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I genuinely don't know what's wrong with me.
You can't say that.
I know.
Yeah. We're pretty free-willing with our language here. But
I have a problem.
Yeah, we can't go.
Hey, Younghoe Koo got signed by the Giants to their practice squad.
You said it. You asked. They don't play the Giants.
Falcons don't play the Giants.
This week for the Falcons are obviously to get the win. No damn game balls. No, all right.
Please,
Dan Quinn, he got a game ball last year.
Yep.
No more game balls. Okay. Marcus freaking Mariota.
Yep.
Who I don't know. I will wait till today to see what
the noodle arm quitter himself.
Do not. Do you think he has a picture like John Fricky with that? Because
Fricky was on the air on Monday calling him that.
You think Marcus Mariota has a picture in his locker of John Fricky with that black 92.9 The Game jacket, them jeans, and them grass-cutting shoes?
I think if any 92.9 The Game personality is likely to be on the bulletin board of Marcus Mariota, it's you.
I didn't do nothing. I asked a simple question, all right? I ain't call him no names. I ain't call him no nothing.
You didn't.
He's got a photo of Fricky on the back of his door, and he's been using throwing knives for a year and a half.
That could be it. Because, I mean, that could be it.
That'd be awesome if that was actually true.
Yeah, Marcus just on there.
Noodle arm this.
Yeah,
I don't know. It hasn't been announced yet, but it does. The longer it lingers, the more it sounds like Daniel's not going to be able to play again.
Yeah, man.
This week. He'll play again.
He'll play again, but yeah, it's going to be he has a sprained knee. You know, and his versatility, his ability to run the football, that could be detrimental. Hey, don't forget, guys, it's Thursday, tomorrow. We have a special broadcast of Dukes and Bells. They're going to be live from Loyal Tavern in Roswell. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football and looking ahead to the big college football and professional games this weekend. That's our guys, Dukes and Bell, 2-6 at Loyal Tavern in Roswell.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Today they'll be in Flower Ranch.
Today they're going to talk to Rob and a player today. That's right. And so, you know, they don't hold nothing back when they talk to him.
So make sure you listen to that.
So I can't wait to listen to that conversation. 100%.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Continue looking ahead to what's going to be a really awesome set.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday in college football, and some big news happened yesterday as well while we were on the air and also when we got off there. So we will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I want to fly away. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I got
you
this.
Can do that at karaoke.
Yeah. Man.
Little Lenny.
I love me some Lenny, dog. I've always been a big Lenny Kravitz fan, but that picture that went viral like a couple years ago when he was working out in the fishnet tank top and leather pants.
Well, I guess he just wears that all the time.
That's a man, exactly. I said that's a man who knows himself.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a pair of leather pants?
Mm.
I've tried them on.
No,
I tried
I've never.
I tried it on a pair. Just not. No, they're not my style, man. It's just not. I tried them on. And I thought, you know, because it was like a little.
What era, Randy, are we talking about?
This is Miami,
Randy.
Yes, it's Miami, Randy. Yeah, but this was hot as hell in Miami. But this was like when I was like starting to get like clothes that were getting fit, made for you and stuff. And so the young lady brought these pants. She's like, "Oh, I think you would look good in those." So I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I had my Joe Burrow like Fashion Week moment.
Yeah,
you know what?
You're thinking of maybe. Yeah,
you know what?
Maybe I am a fashion guy.
Let me see that right there. Yeah. So man, Andy, put on the.
Black?
Black. Yeah, okay. Put on the black pants. Went and got the belt chain. Had the belt chain hanging. What else? She had me like a...
What shirt do you wear with leather pants?
It was like a... It was like a Lenny shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a Lenny looking shirt.
Because it would have to be.
Yeah, I was like...
You can't just wear a white tee.
I was like, you know? No, I can't. I think my mom would talk about me so damn bad if she saw me with leather pants. Real quick, shout out to my sister, Kendra, just graduated boot camp and all that other stuff. She's up at headed to Fort Stewart today. Her mama went to Virginia last night, so she's at Fort Lee. Mama's bringing her back, and then I think Monday she's stationed at Fort Stewart over in Savannah. But shout out to my baby sister. So proud of Kendra. But yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain I can't go.
Yeah, there's
like
certain
pants,
lines you can't
like
pass.
Leather pants, I
just. Because that's just your change now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you go leather, you don't go back.
When you go leather pants,
yes.
A lot of other stuff now comes into play.
Yes, because you know what? The one thing
like you might drink a Truly.
One thing, no, hell no.
I don't know.
They'll have
leather pants, mesh tank
they
top.
They will have to funnel
it. You might have a Truly.
They will have to funnel it through an IV, okay? To say that, Randy, this gives you a jump start, I would debate. But yeah, because growing up, I always wanted a leather jacket, right? And so, you know, because all my friends had one. You know, mama couldn't get the real leather. So she got the pleather. It was real shiny, and you could tell it was fake as hell. But I wore like a mug. Had a little turtleneck up underneath it, sweating to death. But you wanted to rock the leather?
Looking like an R&B singer.
Hell yeah, that's great. Dog. Yeah, man. But yeah.
Never had a leather jacket either.
And even when I could start affording clothes, I never bought one.
Yeah.
I never bought me a leather jacket.
Yeah, that's never really been in my fashion kind of wheel.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I haven't ventured that far one way or the other.
No, I'm pretty in the middle. Like I am
sometimes I think maybe I need to grow up a little bit.
And do what?
I don't know. I've been wearing the same kind of thing for so long.
But
I don't know, but just like, you know,
what if
button-ups.
Because it looks like it's going to be out of our control. They're going to start having these cameras in here. Mm-hmm. Do you think they would come to us and be like, okay, guys, we need you guys to dress a little bit more professional because you're on TV?
I once worked at a radio station where that was the policy.
Because
when you were on air, that meant you were on camera,
right?
And so you had to wear a collar, whether it was a button-up or a polo or whatever. Yeah,
damn.
I know. I don't know that that'll happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They used to have a policy here that you couldn't wear shirts of teams that weren't from the state.
It wasn't a policy. It was a suggestion by another boss.
It was a strong suggestion.
That was the funniest.
And whenever I would wear my UW stuff.
That was the funniest
I'd
suggestion.
I'd get a talking to. That I
was,
didn't
that
want.
That was the funniest thing because he would only be here when that happened.
I know. Because I didn't. I wear a lot more UW stuff now than I used to.
Yeah.
Right?
But it would only happen.
Then the once in a blue moon, it would be like the Apple Cup game week or something.
Yes.
And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to wear it on a Friday. And he'd be like, Mr. Bunker, you step into my office, please? Because that's how he talked.
Yes.
And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, you know, what?
What?
What? No one can see me.
Nobody.
And also, everybody knows I went to the University of Washington.
And nobody cares.
And if they care, they care positively. They don't mind that I'm a fan of a school that isn't in the state. They don't care.
But this is the thing about it, and it's good, because I'm going to get to this college football stuff, thinking of college football. And say, for instance, we were going to another school. Like, say, for instance, we had to do something with Tech. And they said they wanted everybody to wear, like, some kind of Tech stuff. You know damn well. Like, when they were trying to make us wear all that Falcons, I was like, I'm not going to wear that. I mean, it's just something. I didn't play for the Falcons.
Sure.
You know, so I'm not going to wear it. Like, if we did from Georgia, they gave us something one time. I wasn't going to wear that.
No, I've always politely passed that on. Now, the Falcon stuff, fine. I got no problem. Yeah. I got no problem Falcon stuff, Hawk stuff, Brave stuff. I mean, genuinely fans of some of those teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and it's no offense to any of the colleges, but I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I tell you who.
I wear two colleges. Three colleges, because I went to UW and Boston University. I wear a little App State because.
Tell you who made it. How about, I saw Haynes King was on SportsCenter today.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, there's that pub they're getting, man. Yeah,
there it is.
I like that dude, too.
I do, too. All right, let's talk a little college football here ahead of what is going to be a fantastic weekend. Let's start with Kirby Smart talking about the Alabama quarterback, Ty Simpson.
He's a tremendous athlete. He played in games last year, and you watch all the snaps he took, and he has 60, 70, 80-yard runs that are, you know, running down the field, outrunning good defenses. So he's a talented player. I would say he's probably the hottest quarterback right now in all of college football.
I wouldn't go that far, but that's definitely, the good mentality to have when you're playing against him on Saturday. Fernando Mendoza's doing pretty good, put up 63 last week.
Five tugs.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's the opponent on Saturday. He is playing better. We talked about this earlier in the show. He's the type of player that offense really wants with Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb.
Yep.
And, I mean, we'll see. They looked really good against two inferior opponents. They looked really bad against Florida State. So
what killed Georgia last year in this game, one, they didn't adjust. They adjusted too late to what they wanted to do, and they could not corral the quarterback. Jalen Milroe was the biggest problem in that game. Now, Ryan Williams was awesome. We talked about the catch and all those different things, but Milroe's ability to get out of trouble was the biggest thing, and also the interceptions thrown by Carson and stuff like that. But
yeah, the slow start.
The slow start. They can't get off to a slow start in this game, man. They got to find a way to be able to get some consistent drives, run the football. It's not going to be easy because Alabama's big and fast up front.
Yeah, Jam Miller's back.
The secondary is okay. Their secondary is okay. Mm-hmm. But no, offense jams back. And so they're going to want to try to establish a run themselves. Georgia's got to rush the passer, man. They got to find out ways to get the quarterback on the ground. You can't let them sit back there and pat the ball. I know we talk about Tennessee's offense is like nobody's in the country. It just is. And so, you know, you look at it from a standpoint of Ellis the fourth and Lovett and those guys. Not Lovett, number six. That was on with us.
Oh, Dalen Everett.
Yeah, Everett, thank you. Yeah, that these guys will bounce back and have a better performance as far as because there's one thing that's not going to change. They're going to be a man-to-man. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a man-to-man. That's what Kirby believes in, and that's what they're going to be in. But they got to rush a passer, man. They got to rush a passer. I know there's still questions about who's going to be starting on the offensive line for Georgia.
Yeah.
They've got to open holes for the run game. They got to be able to run the football, and you need explosive plays. You need explosive plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, Gunnar Stockton coming off of the last performance. They're at home. It's going to be crazy on Saturday. All the stuff they've done to make Sanford Stadium a more, I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but just a harder place to play.
Yeah.
It just wasn't one of those places that got mentioned. You know, when you talked about home field advantages in the SEC, there was other schools that came up. I think Georgia has done a better job. I mean, they won 33 straight home games. So it's clearly, whether it's intimidating or not, it's really hard to beat Georgia at home. You know, the two longest home winning streaks going.
Georgia and Washington.
That's right.
Did not know that.
That's right.
Did not know that.
And hopefully they can both keep those going on Saturday. I think one of those schools has a slightly better chance than the other.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Georgia's won 33 in a row. Washington's won 22 in a row.
I did not know that. Yeah. Bad news out of Oklahoma, man. Just watching John Mateer goes down with a thumb injury.
He might have been the hottest
quarterback. He might have been the hottest quarterback, man. You talk about a month. As good as they've been past two big weeks, the Michigan and then Auburn big wins, and for them to go down. We already talked about how crazy their damn schedule is.
Yeah.
So you lose your starting quarterback, kid that's playing as great as him.
And it sounds like, like you mentioned, a month, he'll more than almost guaranteed to miss the Texas game.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Like one of the big games on their schedule.
Because Texas goes to Florida this weekend.
Is that right?
Am I right, Abe, or is that next weekend?
I think it's next weekend.
Okay.
Chalk up the L for Florida this week, too. Who cares?
Damn, dog.
Defeated.
Damn.
Yeah, he was – what were you doing? Oh, he was telling me it's Dabo time. It's Dabo time down
there.
Well,
no, there was a comment made that, like, Florida fans wouldn't welcome in Dabo based on what Clemson is right now.
It was like the hell we want.
Yeah, we would.
You know,
wait, Florida, absolutely.
Florida doesn't even play this weekend.
Oh, they're off? Okay.
How are you going to lose?
Okay. But, no, my thing is, like,
well, it's not going to help us win.
I think Florida is – I think the Gators, the Florida program is a proud program. All right?
Sure.
They've had some – they just beat our ass, whatever.
Had some downs.
But for you to sit up there and say you don't want Dabo –
I didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying you.
Right, that's crazy.
You go, come on, man.
That's crazy talk.
Come on now.
By the way, the Oklahoma backup, Michael Hawkins, explosive.
Really?
He's
very explosive runner. Okay. Now, the question's going to be the pass game for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other story that just popped out, it looks like for that big matchup against LSU, they're going to go with Trinidad Chambliss again.
I'm not surprised.
Stick with a hot hand?
Yeah, I'm surprised, yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. You know what? I was thinking about, and I saw a clip a couple of days ago, like, because I was thinking about your father-in-law in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Like, you remember when Lane left Tennessee?
I do.
You remember how they almost burnt down Knoxville?
Oh,
remember they almost burnt down Knoxville? That goes back to the whole Florida thing when people are saying they want Lane Kiffin. Why? Like, why?
They don't or they do?
They do. People are like, oh, Lane Kiffin's at the top of Florida's list. Why?
I would take him.
Really?
At Florida?
Really? Oh, okay.
I mean, he's 4-0 again.
I'm telling you, I'm loving this discussion, though. Dabo, really? Lane. I mean, really? Who else we want to throw in here?
I mean, right. Compared to the last five guys
I understand
had,
that, but I'm like,
you know what I mean?
I mean, is he going to bring Florida back to prominent?
I don't think, like, Spurrier level, but.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, I would want that.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
Exactly.
Where's that
but
guy
But I mean, everybody's throwing a Lane out there.
But Lane's.
Lane's about to get it.
All Lane does is win at Ole Miss.
Lane's about
except for the big games, but.
Yeah, Lane's about to get another pay hike.
Florida would trade places with Ole Miss.
You're damn right. I get
however
that.
Many years.
But I think it's different in Florida. I don't know why.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Because you played against that Florida.
Yeah.
That Florida, I don't know. They're the worst college football team in the state. They're worse than Miami. They're worse than Florida State. They're worse than South Florida.
I challenge North Florida to a game.
Central Florida would beat your guys' ass
right
now.
I said North Florida.
Florida International, maybe you guys could take them. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a different day. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Nope, Bo's not here. It'll be Abe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's why I do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that why you do it?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Hey,
Smyrna.
You know the thing with you know, being as low-key of a show as we are, that, you know, and Bo usually is in control of this. But let me be one of the first to wish my brother from another mother, Andy Bunker, happy freaking birthday, my brother.
Thanks,
you know
Randy.
What I mean? Happy freaking birthday. You thought I was going to let it go. But I thought since, you know, usually when it's my birthday – Bo comes in with the 50 Cent song. And
usually
everything.
When Arch comes on, we play Boston.
Yeah, but, you know.
Usually
Abe's,
on hump day,
Abe's
the camel
there.
Says hump
Abe's
day.
Abe's the only person I know that can.
Usually I get a day off. Abe's, on
Wednesday. Abe's the only person that I know that can't do the ship by himself. The ship by himself. So, but
that
but
was with a P.
It was
that
with a P.
That was with a P. P. You don't have to drop
you
have to
dump it. But, yeah, my brother, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Happy 40 birthday to you.
You know what they say. You know, there's only one 41.
Yeah.
I said it. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I was like,
the 40, everyone's fired up. We had a big party. Yeah, you know, we're drinking bourbon. Aunt Pam comes over, brings me the jumbo size baby oil.
Yeah.
For my, you know, 41.
She didn't bring y'all that gut doggone baby oil.
She brought me a half gallon of bourbon and the Costco size Diddy edition baby oil.
Yes, she did.
And a card that said, "You understand the assignment." I need another niece or nephew, essentially. And that's when you know that's just love. That's just family
she
love
did,
right there.
She did.
Nah, but it was we had a great time last year, and this year will be a little bit more low key. I'm out tomorrow and Friday. We're going to go up to the mountains and chill out. Ashley took the week off. Lily had
fall break.
One of them breaks.
Because they have to.
They
have
just
it.
Have to have school off all school, the time. Yeah. So we're going to head up there and hang out, and it'll be a good time.
And
thank
you play
appreciate
golf.
That. I get you to play golf.
We're like all the way in 100%.
We're locked in. Got the text this morning because it was getting a little bit. Yeah, you know, right. He had talked a big game when I saw him in North Carolina a couple weeks ago because there's a course up there that I've always wanted to play called Balsam Mountain Preserve. It's like associated with it's like a resort kind of thing, right. And it's hard to get on and all that. And so I told him I was going to play, and he said, where? And I told him, and he kind of scoffed at me. And I was like, all right, man, well, you're the golf pro. Right. Where should I play?
Right.
And he suggested there. And so, yeah, so he was real positive. I texted him Monday.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he was like, oh, yeah, maybe. It's like, what do you mean, maybe?
Right.
Like, we're confirmed. We're playing tomorrow at 3.
Okay. Are the clubs in the car?
I hope.
Yeah.
They were by the door when I left this morning.
You didn't put them in the car?
Well, I'm not packed the car.
Huh?
I didn't pack the car. She's packing the car while I'm here.
Bunk.
She had to go to the car wash and all kinds of stuff.
Bunk.
So I didn't.
Buck, check with your wife. I know she wouldn't do it on purpose.
Okay, so not only were they by, they were in front of the door.
They were
like, you can't leave. You can't leave the house without stepping over them or putting them in the car. Like, they're impossible.
There's room.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This room's got to be room.
I don't know.
You might leave Jack if there's not.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you mean to tell me you brought him and didn't bring my clubs?
We got his clubs, too.
You got his clubs, too.
So, and he's on it because I put his clubs right next to mine.
Okay.
So he's not going to let her forget because he's fired up about it, too, because he's got his own little bag and all that.
All right. Okay.
Very cool. And thanks to Randy, I got a brand new Ryder Cup polo shirt that I can wear tomorrow, too.
I'm just thinking. Okay. All right. I'm not saying your wife would do that. I'm just saying. You might just hey,
I'll check when I get in the car.
Hey babe, you got my golf clubs.
I'll be out there with Jim's like 35-year-old clubs from the basement, or Jake's left-handed.
Oh, God.
Left-handed,
so you're going to be out there playing with left-handed clubs?
Like, All right. Let's get to the back page with both. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to call it the front page with Abe.
Yeah,
that's what Randy suggested.
Front page
we're going to call it that.
Yeah.
Brought to you by
the classifieds with Abe.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Abe.
Hi, guys. Yes, happy birthday, Bunk.
Thank you.
I didn't feel it proper to blurt it out randomly, but now that I have a segment, happy birthday
Thank
to you.
You.
I texted you guys shortly after your show ended yesterday. I got an email.
Oh, you did.
Listed the odds for Oklahoma State's next head coach. Obviously, Mike Gundy not getting it done there. Zach Robinson. Among the favorites.
Okay. Because you were doing Steggy's show yesterday. So I don't know if you heard. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about replacements and everything. I knew Zach Robinson was an alum and all those things. But he never came to mind as a coach. Have y'all seen the last six games of coordinating here?
Right.
What the hell?
It's part of my discussion.
You were thinking about it too logically.
Yeah.
You were like, well, he's not qualified.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about it from the standpoint of.
Again,
a lot of Falcons fans would help him pack.
Again, those
free movers.
I'm telling you, when we used to do college football game time with me, Chris, and JC, we used to do it over the McCrae's over there, McCrae's all around.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to the one over there where you live at, over there, and Smyrna Village. Is that what's going
I know which one you're talking about.
And every Saturday, they had an Oklahoma State watch party.
Oh, really?
A whole bunch of the folks over there.
Cool.
They know in the hell they'll sign off with. They live here in Atlanta.
Oh, they live here.
They live here in Atlanta, so they know.
Dang it.
They live here in Atlanta.
There's got to be some, what did you say, Bumden Whedon? He's out there. There's got to be. But, I mean, he's a coach.
Yeah, he is.
He's a coach. He's a play caller.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Charisma.
Yeah. Charisma.
I'm just saying, if he it would, I don't know what the drive is from Atlanta to Stillwater. Is that where it is?
Yes.
There's a lot of people in town with trucks that would happily move some boxes for the man right about now.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how big a moment this was necessarily for you guys growing up. It was huge for me back in 1999. Like, I remember sitting and watching it. The night Tony Hawk pulled off a 900 at the 99X Games. The skateboard and assorted other gear.
I know who it was also very big for. Randy.
Why the hell?
Because nobody loves Tony Hawk more than you.
I love Tony Hawk.
I know.
I do.
You've made that clear over the years repeatedly.
I love me some Tony Hawk, but there's no way in the hell that I knew where I was at when you had a 900.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I was sitting there watching it.
I watched it, too. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a huge deal.
And it's not like I was in some special place.
It's freaking awesome. They did it.
For 15-year-old white kids, Tony Hawk doing a 900 was like, I don't know what.
I couldn't believe what I've seen.
It was like somebody walking on the moon.
Well, but there's also, like, in general, it was the buildup. He got close a couple times. Like,
it was like the Nate Robinson dunk contest. He tried it like 35 times.
Slightly different feat. One had never been done before. The other had been accomplished by thousands in game.
There's somebody that's done a 900 that it wasn't on TV.
Correct. Well, he had done it in practice, just never in competition. The skateboard that he pulled off the 900 was sold at auction within the past couple of days. You guys want to take a random guess at a price tag?
Why would you sell that?
Why would you sell that? Hard thing to guess at. Like, because Bo always does it with baseball cards, and sometimes these cards are like $3 and $4 million. I mean, it's.
I would say 250.
$1.15 million.
I said $1.5 million.
Yeah, you did. Well, $1.15 million for the skateboard. A couple other items sold. The helmet sold for $115,200.
Okay.
The knee pads.
Oh yeah, he did have knee
which
pads
he slid on quite a bunch that
he
night.
Did, yeah, I did.
$57,600.
Okay.
The shoes, the sneakers, whatever. $64,000, and then some sort of credential for $7,680.
A lot of money.
That's too much.
It is a legend. Like, if there were a skateboard to own, that might be. I mean, like,
which is like, what's the most iconic basketball moment of our lifetimes? Jordan. The Jordan crossover.
Yeah, probably
holds his hand up.
Yeah, I think so.
Football. I don't know what the
but like is that even the Jordan ball you would want? I would want maybe the switch hand layup.
I'm just saying that's the moment in skateboarding. Yeah. Of our life that I can think of.
Like, me being the skater back in the day that I was.
You did skate.
Yeah. Me being the skater that I was, you know, there's no way in hell. Like, no. I mean, I love Mr. Tony Hawk, but no, I'm good on that.
No, well, it's 1.15 million.
I'm good on that.
It's got to be at home.
our friends to the north don't know what to do right now. Way north, by the way, talking about Canada. Did you guys see this? The Canadian Football League is making some changes. And not like minor changes. Big time changes. I don't know if you guys watch Canadian football or are overly familiar with some of the rules.
The field is bigger, right?
Not that much bigger anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're shrinking the field from 110 yards down to 100. That's the regular playing field.
Mm-hmm.
The end zones are going from 20 yards to 15 yards. The goalpost is no longer going to be in the front. They're putting it in the back.
Good.
Okay.
And the goal is to get the team scoring more touchdowns and more highlight plays.
Okay.
I mean, I've only been to one Canadian football game, and that was Terrence when he played at Winnipeg. It was a good-ass time. It was a good time. They had a nice crowd, even though it was garbage-ass is Winnipeg. But other than that, It was a fun experience, but yeah, the goalpost in the front. I'm surprised most people don't run
dangerous.
Into it. I'm just surprised most people don't run into it.
Yeah,
I'm just surprised.
Well, it takes away passes in the middle of the field to an extent. Yeah,
it's an extra defender.
Yeah,
That's interesting that the reasoning is highlights. My thought was, they're trying to create even more of an NFL pipeline. I don't know if
which
that would
be
do that.
If they're trying to compete with whatever that Spring League is called now, whose name I always forget, UFL, USFL, whatever.
Yeah.
Sister Jean announced her retirement from Loyola Chicago at 106 from, I guess, a job. I don't know what. Was she still working there?
She's a nun.
She's a nun.
Yeah. Do you get to retire from that?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Do you get to lead the nun?
She announced it, so something.
Do you think she now is no longer a nun? Like, she can get out there?
I mean,
she just go by Jean?
Because you know Nunn's, you know,
yeah, she ain't too
pretty
old.
Strict.
Yeah, I mean, okay, she's not too old.
No.
And she's Sister Jean.
Get on Bumble.
Like, exactly. You know somebody out there just because it's Sister Jean.
Yeah. I bet she's a celebrity.
In this culture of celebrity, all that pent-up woman in you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's at least 9 decades.
Yeah. All that pent-up woman? Sister Jean done been a rock somebody world. Don't let the wheelchair fool you.
Two quick entertainment notes. One I'm excited for.
Can I just take a pause for a moment and say how proud I am of us for turning the Sister Jean story somehow into a sex thing?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a lot of woman. That's a lot of womanhood picked up.
She's seen a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
She's seen a lot. She's so, I mean.
Experience. Well. Seasoned?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch
likes
landed
basketball? Sorry.
Marshawn Lynch landed a role in a new Amazon buddy comedy as a former NFL player turned private investigator in Las Vegas.
God. Awesome.
Going to be paired alongside a female PI in a currently unnamed series. I don't know who he's going to be paired with yet. And Kenan Thompson's production company reportedly in development for a Macho Man biopic.
Really?
All I can say is you can't screw up that casting. If it's a bad impression, like it needs to be spot on.
Yeah.
A bad impression would ruin that movie.
Yeah, I agree with that because he was so specific in how he sounded, how he talked, how he looked. So, yeah, if you're going to, I'm curious to see who they're going to get to do that.
I like the idea, though.
I love it. I love it. I almost wonder
if they do like a voice dub thing where they have someone play the role and then a better voice actor, like, because there are some guys, like Dan Soder's a comedian who has like a perfect Macho Man. So I don't know.
Hey, Kenan Thompson, Atlanta guy. Local story. Well done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think Marshawn Lynch as a private investigator.
I'm supportive of Marshawn Lynch doing anything.
Yeah, me and you both. Me and you both. Hey, it's a huge weekend in Athens as Georgia is getting ready to host Alabama on Saturday. And the game is going to be in the middle. All the action. Join us Friday from 2 to 6. That's Dukes and Bell with a special edition at Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street. Go over there from 2 to 6. Go, again, Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street in Athens. 2 to 6, Dukes and Bell. Shout out to my man, Johnny.
This is like us from a couple weeks ago. It's the world tour of Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man. They be there. They get my. I know they get. Do we get reimbursement for this gas thing, or is it just a myth?
I think you can, but there's a lot of paperwork.
Like so much paperwork that they want you to make sure you quit. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Athens Friday. You said Roswell tomorrow. Today they'll be at Flowery Branch. Yeah.
I'm just
Ticketmaster Studios talking to Raheem Morris. We'll let you hear some of what Raheem had to say earlier today. Coming up next in the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.